today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I took a lift home last night because I was, you know, drinking some Jack and Diets, enjoying the victory. And I sat there and I said, wow, this is probably going to be really expensive to get home, right? The guy gets in. I said, hey, man, I'm sorry. We're going to D.C. It's going to be a little crazy. He goes, thank you, my friend. Surge pricing in D.C. If you wanted to get from the Capital One Arena to Glover Park, right?
Right, yeah.
It was going to cost $62.
Are there any particular musical artists that you're looking forward to enjoying today?
Yes. Yes, actually I am. I am trying to go get my grew up with T-Pain, baby.
Oh, that's great.
Close to them.
Is Father's Nipple tomorrow. Is Father's Nipple coming on the Friday or the Saturday?
I was hands off during my wedding. And
Carrie was hands off during the honeymoon.
And I made the mistake.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
We are all wearing red.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! One for the ages!
Yay!
Woo! Caps, caps, caps. What a night. What a night. I come to the show today I rarely start the program where I don't know where to begin, but it's a bittersweet day because we lost one of our
weird day.
Super P1s, Sue Fedor, who was, very into a lot of radio programs and knew a lot of radio personalities, but she reached out to a lot of people on social media. She came to some of our events, and she was just very vibrant on social media and somebody that I had contact personally with a number of times, including when she started fighting her battle. We lost her this week, and I wanted to start with that because, you know what? All the sports victories in the world don't add up to the value of a person that touched all of our lives like Sue.
She was so witty and so articulate and so unique. She did swing dancing. She raised bees. And one thing that
bees are tearing my flesh off. Mm-hmm.
One thing that I will take with me to my dying day is she had already begun her battle, and that's when my stepfather died. And so many listeners were kind to reach out. Some listeners sent flowers. But Sue came to his visitation.
Mm.
And she spoke so sweetly to my mother and offered such nice, comforting words. And then came over and hugged me.
She was dealing with her own stuff.
Yes. And that's just so selfless. And it was an amazing. It was the last time I ever saw her. And I kicked myself for not figuring out a way to have contacted her again since then. I think deep down I thought that someone that special might beat it. And I'm so sad that she did not.
And she was open with it. And
she sure was. She sure was.
And I think that hopefully gave her some strength to fight that. When my mother passed away, she actually wrote me a note. And I have it here. And I'll share it with you just to show you what kind of person she was. She was a listener. I'm the guy doing the show. And, you can get only so close to certain people.
Yeah.
And she wrote just a short note to say that I'm so sorry to hear about your mom. I didn't get to be with either of my parents when they passed, so I don't know what that's like. I'm sure she was comforted by your presence. As for her being your role model, you must remember that you are your father's son as well as your mother's son. You have their strengths and weaknesses. You certainly have your mother's humor, and your chosen career reflects her generous spirit. You make people happy every day, which is what she did. Essentially, every person who came to tell you that she took care of them well, lots of us would line up to say the same to you. Life is tough, but you are blessed with good skills passed down from both your parents and some weaknesses too.
that's her
comedy.
Right. Yeah.
We all have them. Like Paul says, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. You've got this. Love and peace to you. That's the kind of human being
that
we lost yesterday. And then it seems like 1 minute before airtime, one of my favorite television personalities Anthony Bourdain. And it's so it's just I'm just nuts. And I wanted to just get that stuff out of the way because it's hard for me to come in here and be
Can't
happy,
fake it.
Happy joy no. without without talking about the things that make me sad. And it's really I guess it was Kate Spade. I didn't know anything about the fashion world, but
right.
another vibrant, successful person. And now Anthony Bourdain, who, it's pretty obvious he had a lot of demons, but one of the best interviews I ever did because I tried for years to get him. And then I think I interviewed him when I was on The Edge. And it was just so, he was so kind and he was so chill because you think of that TV personality as this big bombastic guy.
Bluster.
And, so kind of a 1-2 punch, you know, emotionally for me today, just coming in here. And I know a lot of people on the show and it's just, it was just, it makes you realize that. Also, you get after your team, when you wait 30 years for a team to win a championship, you have the kind of post-championship letdown. Like, what the hell do we do now?
Now what? Now
it's really, but how about last night? How about those fabulous Washington Capitals? And
truly special.
It was just, it was so incredible.
And people should know that, And as far as Mike is concerned, a lifelong Caps fan, that there was a lot going on beyond this game outside of what was happening in Las Vegas. And by that, I mean that you're not privy to yet, but when he gets into this, like I was conflicted all last night, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Last night.
It was tough. Here's the deal. So my buddy Fried, who has been wonderful. He's been so generous with us and had access to tickets, and he's the guy that kind of makes sure that we're at some of these games. Well, he had game tickets for game 6. So I get the call from Las Vegas yesterday, and it's him, and he says, you know, I got 3 for game 6 if you want. And I think it started out 2, but then it was 3, and it went from I immediately thought Oscar because he likes to be at the event. And then I thought about my wife and kid. And then I looked at airfares and I said, that's, honey, he's
they're out.
Four. He's 4. And he's going to be 5 years old. That kind of ticket. And no, I'm sorry. And she was cool with it. I said, you know what, honey? Yeah, I take you to this game and you're the one that goes to bed halfway through the first period. It's just not right. And then, we thought about Rob, and I said, well, Rob, Rob's not into sports games, and he's just, he wouldn't bother him if he wasn't there.
Actually,
he'd like to be there.
I would feel a little
left
odd.
Out?
No, I would feel odd accepting that, because I know there is a lot of more people that would get more out of that experience than me.
Well, we went back and forth, and then later in the day, Fried called me and said, I'm worried about Rob. I said, trust me, there are a few things I know. I know Rob Spiewak. Rob is a mini-me in many, many ways.
Had the same conversation with Fried.
Yeah. Rob, he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, he really is. Like, I'm worried about... I said...
He was so concerned about you, Rob, you should be happy to know that. We should get Fried on the show. We should call him today. And
I saw him post something on Facebook last night that leads me to believe it might not be the best morning to call.
Yeah, probably we'll give him the morning off. We'll talk to him next week.
He's in Las Vegas
at some club rave, and he says, what the F is this? It was to his wife. He says, where am I?
And correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, and I don't want to speak for you, and I don't want to speak for Rob. I told Friday, I said, look, man.
Yeah, because he called you. He told me he called you about Rob, he called me about Rob.
It's a Sunday night. Rob does not want to leave Leesburg, let alone Virginia, on a Sunday night.
Right.
He does, and I was like, and if I'm being completely honest with you, he doesn't want to deal with Mike on a Sunday night.
No, Sunday Mike is the best Mike. How dare you?
I said,
he's not speaking for me.
I love dealing with Mike. I love hanging out with him. We're going to have a great time. Someone might die. It's going to be awesome.
You love the event. You love the event more than anybody loves the event. And you've been there and you got so excited with that last minute ticket package he gave you that I thought you'd dig that. And then I'm like, okay, so who's my third? And immediately I think Buffalo, I think James Tiberius.
Perfect. So, absolutely now, perfect.
So it didn't end for me after that.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Because after that, I was going back and forth. I researched all the flights. I was ready to hop on a plane Saturday morning and I was going to come down to DC. My daughter is flying into town for her 23rd birthday on Monday. She celebrates her birthday tomorrow, June 9th.
Yeah, but she's only been waiting. She's only been waiting 23 years for that. This is 44 years in the making.
So I was, I'm coordinating flights, and it worked out that the flight I was going to come back on after I did a show, I did a show with you guys on a Monday.
Yeah.
I was going to be in the airport when Catherine landed, and it would have worked out.
Oh,
perfectly.
Wow.
So split an Uber.
Suddenly, I said, oh my God, my third. And I realized that, well, my daughter has been texting me during all these Capitals games.
Oh.
And I realized that.
Oh no.
The third should have been my daughter.
Should have been.
I couldn't bone Oscar or Jimmy with this. And there was so much. And by the way, they haven't played the game yet, so
no,
we don't even know what the result is going to be. But to make a long story short,
yes,
I was filled with conflicting emotions.
Yeah,
because it's like, who doesn't want to go to a game six?
Oh, yeah.
I was filled with those emotions until the game started. I didn't know how I was really going to feel until the game started. And once the game started, I'm like, kill them! Kill them! The trip to D.C. was meaningless.
It didn't matter.
Right.
Because
you're right.
I didn't want the terror of coming down and not knowing.
Yeah.
And if I was sitting there in that arena, in Capital One Arena, and they lost game six, I would be miserable.
Yeah.
So, God bless you, Washington Capitals, not only for bringing home the first championship to the city, city of Washington, D.C., in 20 years, but this is just more than 27 years or something like
forever.
That.
Forever.
Yeah, it's 27, 91, the Gibbs Redskins.
That 91, so it's just 27 years, and doing it so we didn't have to make any.
What a great game.
And I got you a little something this morning, Mike. I will mail this to you.
Oh, there it is.
How great is the headline on the book?
That is awesome.
So gorgeous.
Isn't that, and really, for those of you around the country, allow us with our home base of Washington, D.C. to gush a little bit. This is a town that has not had a world championship in a long time. And then somebody called me. I forgot who it was. I think it was John or something. I don't know. Did somebody text me about the parade? Somebody say, you coming to the parade? I'm like, sure.
One of my dreams will come true for the parade, though. Something I've always wanted. Hopefully we will see Goat on a float.
Goat on a float.
We need production for that.
On a float.
Goat on a float.
Who is that on that float?
If you want to know who Goat is, Goat is a super fan, and he's a guy that actually stands up at the game and goes, let's go Caps. And he's been long-suffering. And
one of the sweetest things last night is we're watching all the celebration, and they're passing the cup back and forth on the ice. And Julia, who was up with me watching, she said, can you imagine how happy Mr. Goat is right now?
Mr. Goat.
I said, he's probably doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't send out many personal zangs. You guys certainly get them from me, but
yes.
I will tell you this. I knew you were at your daughter's thing. We'll talk about that later, so I didn't send one to you, but I sent one to Goat, and I said, zang, and he said, mega zang. he responds to me. What a time. I think it's because you pleaded for them to win one for us. H-E-H. Hey, I am Goat. I am the wonderful Goat, who is the big burly man with his long hair and his long beard that speaks like
Now that they have secured the Stanley Cup, I can move on to watching more obscure motion pictures.
So, good time, and we ended up not having to make the tough calls, but, It's really a special time, and it's something else. And as a lifelong hockey fan, it's a thrill. It's the only team that I truly embraced.
I was sitting on a couch in Fairfax last night. Right, did the show with Chad.
Right. Yes,
watching the game, and Chad had
Chad's program director.
He had
texted me last night.
He had a situation where Chad had asked for the day off today for months, right?
Yeah.
This was a scheduled day off for him.
Okay.
So if the Caps, and mind you, we're both sitting here like, if the Caps lose, then we get to go to a game six on Sunday, right?
Right.
For Chad, if the Caps lose, he gets his day off, right? If they win, he's got to come
in. Oh, you got to go in.
So we were both sitting next
to Chad doesn't make it all about him, though.
We were sitting next to each other. We were sitting next to each other, and we're like, we want them. We want, when it was 3-3, we're like, I looked at him. I was like, don't get happy, man. Like, this is not, like, this is not over. And he's like, I know it's not, but it's not looking good. And I'm like, oh
yeah.
Oh,
but that can be taken either way.
No, he,
well, it's a Friday that he wants. So is he going to, was this a get in the car and travel somewhere day off, or he made big plans to go, like, down to the beach or something like that?
Yes. But
so he's made arrangements.
He made the commitment, because he's a professional, to go in if they won, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going in, and we're not going to the game. It was certainly it was a fun dynamic to sit in a room and
bittersweet
and sit there and be like,
yeah, because you got to plan for these situations. What you don't know when you work on a sports station and it's
they're not
just
used to watching hockey in June.
That's true,
right? It's not like it's pre-planned like that.
And
that
in
happens.
This town, they're not used to describing victories,
anything like that. So
from Chris Kennard last night, ladies and gentlemen, congrats, Mike. They finally did it. I said, you fired me, you bastard.
No, I did not write that.
I said, thanks, pal. Been pal. A long time coming. Yeah, pal.
We were,
capital P.
Very nice. That shows respect.
A lot of people reach out.
We were all genuinely happy when they won. And I got to tell you, you're right, Mike. Once it's over and it's done, you're like, oh, man.
Right.
Like, this is, I want to, I know that you can buy the paraphernalia on Amazon and online now.
Yes.
But the idea that Modell's is open all night or open till 2 a.m. and they had it ready to go, all that, it just blows my mind.
Channel 5 had Bob Barnard at Dick's at 6 a.m. this morning, just covering people buying hats.
Yeah.
Did you buy a hat, sir?
What are the arrangements in the nation's capital? It's you know, it's kind of interesting because you know, the main man is heading I guess he's heading to Singapore, so we're not gonna have the prez there, but are they gonna have a big old parade?
They said it'll be one day next week. They've not yet committed to the day or time. They are arriving at Dulles today, and every news break, this is where they say Dulles Airport is encouraging people not to try to meet the capitals at Dulles Airport. They don't want people coming out there.
Screw that.
I know.
Come on. How many times do you get a world championship? Yeah, you meet the plane.
Of course you do.
Go out there. Hi, I'm a responsible broadcaster. I'm not on regular radio, so I can say this. Go out to the airport.
Yeah.
Line the Dulles Access Road. Wave at the buses. Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Pay the exorbitant fees and drive out to that airport.
So are they coming back today or tonight?
The flight was scheduled at 9 a.m. their time, which is noon. Which is noon our time.
It's noon. It's noon. Okay, so they've got till noon.
Yeah. It was, I did hear
so much fun
that, and this was this is one of these situations where you have a victory party planned, but nothing is set in stone, because if it doesn't happen,
because it could have been in five more days.
Yes, but there was one of the most famous DJs in the world that was teed up and planned to play a Caps private after party for the team.
Oh, wow.
And the idea that
was it Scott Shannon?
No.
Oh.
A club DJ, Rob.
An EDM DJ. Oh, okay. Yes. And when I heard that, I said, man, like,
was it Deadmau5?
No, not Deadmau5.
Was it Skrillex?
The idea that you could win the cup and then the night is not over, right?
Like, of all the places to be a visit, I was thinking about this like 10 minutes into the celebration. I already processed it that way, and I was saying, imagine the visiting team, these young, stellar athletes in their 20s, and you get to celebrate. Your visiting turf is Vegas. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, don't get me wrong. We know you Vegasites. You love your Golden Knights, but you're an expansion franchise, and there are just as many people out there in Vegas land that are rolling in for a bachelorette party that are out there getting depressed and being angry. And they're not angry. They live in Vegas. You know? Yeah. So,
are you saying it would be a different mood of celebration if, say, they had beat Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
that would be a problem.
Because in Pittsburgh, first of all, you don't have the Vegas nightlife.
No.
And in Pittsburgh, you have a bunch of fans that are going to be pissed off if they see the Capitals out celebrating. So,
true.
So they had the private party.
Pre-planned. And I guess what I love is that, and I don't know why I would think any less would happen, but that an organization would have this in the queue in case it happened, right?
Right.
And to make sure that everybody had a fun and safe place to go with top tier talent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it happened. It absolutely happened,
that's
which
amazing.
Is great.
They had the party.
Right? They had the party.
Oh, that's
which
awesome.
Which is awesome.
That is awesome. And,
The cup was probably there. Oh my God!
Well, people were drinking
smoke
out of the
machines,
cup, drank out of the cup,
light shows.
And to our friend Fried, Officer Harris, John Harris, called me last night. We had a lovely conversation, and he informed me, you know, our boy's going to get himself a ring because he's part of the organization.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Is he really?
Oh, he's the biggest Caps fan I've ever known. He got to work for the organization, and that's what John told me. I'm not sure whether it's 100% true, but that's what he told me. He's a police officer. He even though he's retired, they speak without forking tongues.
That is so cool. Good for him.
That's super cool. And so rock the red. Yeah. Let's go, Caps. And make sure you let me know when the big parade is.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Because I'll make the arrangements.
But yeah, get the cup in here. I'm sure we can figure that out.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll set up the live remote and be done. No. Nope. I do a podcast. We can do what we want.
Parades are overrated, right, Mike?
Yeah. Parades are overrated. I love a parade. Yeah. I really
I'm excited to see the big Jay Beagle balloon.
You know, at one point... At one point, Carla points out at the crowd that was outside Capital One Arena because they filled the arena with people watching the game. And then they had the crowd of tens of thousands outside
watching the game. Yeah.
And Carla, because she knows I dig that scene so totally, she says, "Hey, you get to do that on Saturday." And I'm like, "Shut up." Anyway, I don't like that. That's a young person's game.
It is. Mike tried to get out of it. It was thrilling to see it, though, because outside of times when they've tried to destroy our city or political unrest, I've never seen the streets like that in the District of Columbia. It was amazing and all red. It really looked CGI.
I took a lift home.
I know what would happen if I was in that situation. I'd be like, "Let's go, Caps. Let's get out of here." Anyway, that's what it would be.
See, actually, your chant would be, "Let's go home. Let's go home.
Get me an Uber." What were you going to say, Oscar?
I took a lift home last night because I was, you know, drinking some Jack and Diets, enjoying the victory. And I sat there and I said, "Wow, this is probably going to be really expensive to get home, right? Because of so many people." Luckily,
surge pricing.
I was going in a different direction and I jumped in and it was roughly $23 to get home from Fairfax, which isn't bad at all.
Wow.
And he said, the guy gets in. I said, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. We're going to D.C. It's going to be a little crazy." He goes, "Thank you, my friend. Surge pricing in D.C. Because we're going from Fairfax to D.C., right?"
So he's delighted.
Right. Then I go on the app to check out what's going on. And if you wanted to get from the Capital One Arena around midnight to, let's say, Glover Park, right?
Right, yeah.
It was going to cost $62. God. That's less than 2 miles.
The team wins, everybody wins.
Yeah. Everybody
wins.
That's
the way it goes. The team wins. So let's go, Caps. Rock the red. And lots to talk about, including my terribly failing health. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Did you know, Matthew, that your radios didn't always tell you what song was on? Back in my day, your radio gave you zero information. No information came out of the center console. Back in my day, Matthew, if you want to know what time it was, you had to drive by a bank. It was the only place authorized with time and temperature. FCC rule. It's the only place allowed to have that technology. You would drive, right? Then you'd hear a song you like on the radio, and the whole time that song's playing, all you're thinking is, tell me who sings this. Tell me who sings this song, man. Come on. Hey, that was a great one. That was a great new one. I loved it. Yeah, 7:15, 15 after 7. And then you would have to drive to the mall. You would have to walk into the place. Now, like, your phone, you hear a song you've never heard. You just hold it up and it tells you who's singing. Imagine taking the computer element out of it, having to walk into the place that sold music, then sing that to that guy. And it was never a good song you were looking for either. It was always some bullshit one-hit wonder when you're like, "What's up, man? Hey, you got that song? It's like number 4 on the Hot 9 at 9. Do you know how it goes? Do you want to take care of the people behind me? I could just..." "No, just tell me the song." "I don't know, dude. It's that song. It's like... Nobody's gonna break in my stride. Nobody's gonna hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving." And And even if they know it, they're like, I don't know it. Keep singing. Hold on. Let me get all the girls who work at Structure to come in and look at your stupid ass.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital, home of the Stanley Cup champion, Washington Capitals. That's a whole career. I haven't gotten to say that. We're in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and a podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We can listen. You can listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app with time-coded bookmarks, great video controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. And we're working on streaming. We are working on streaming, and how's it going with that, though?
It's actually going really well. I just made a huge advancement here, and I'm about to contact our guys and have them reinstall the stream software.
Yeah! There you go.
Hey, look at that confidence. I love it. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can call us anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Father's Day right around the corner. So listen up. Here's a Father's Day pro tip. Dads love steak. You know that.
That's true.
They love it. Omaha Steaks are the best. Here's the perfect gift for dad. This Father's Day, you can get our limited edition Father's Day package for only $49.99. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the TMOS code in the search bar. Omaha Steaks is grilling Nirvana, and everything has a 100% unconditional guarantee and shipped right to dad's door. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to our listeners, 78% off the Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks, two boneless pork chops, four all beef Omaha Steak burgers, and a
partridges.
Plus four gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs. I should do this commercial with a loose upper plate. A full pound of steakhouse fries.
It's like Rudy Giuliani.
Four caramel apple tartlets. An Omaha steak seasoning packet.
Love it.
Plus four additional grill-ready Omaha steak burgers. Free. We all got the package. It's amazing. Dad can eat like a king for only $49.99. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type TMOS in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart, only $49.99. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. omahasteaks.com, type TMOS in the search bar, and tell Dad to fire up the grill.
Fire it up! Fire it up!
Steaks. Shazard like she's well done. Anyway, thank you, Rudy. That's right. I've been working on my Rudy Giuliani.
You know, I seldom do this, but people really need to listen to this week's Political Persuasions because it's one of my favorite things. I've seen it happen a handful of times through the years when a Mike O'Mara impression develops live on air.
That's the best.
And it's my favorite. My favorite ever was when you discovered you could do Billy Bush.
Yeah.
That was hey, guys. Not the golden boy anymore.
Hey, Mr. President. Soon to be Mr. President. Grab her by the...
What?
Anyway.
But it's a really, really great episode of Persuasions this week. Check it out.
Excuse me. I'm Billy Bush. let me see if I got this straight. He said it, but I'm fired. Okay. Hey, that's the way I roll. Give me my nice severance package and I'll play golf all day. Thank you very much. Got a beautiful wife. Beautiful wife. Beautiful daughters. Yes, sir. Billy Bush. Never heard from again. Yeah. Okay. Didn't he try to make a comeback? Where is Billy Bush? He's a great guy. Billy Bush
very
is
nice
a
guy.
Great guy. Okay. He's not a creep just because he giggled at orange hair when they were on that bus. Billy Bush wasn't. It's not like he was.
I feel like
him.
He got railroaded.
That totally guy got railroaded. Screwed.
Yeah. And Billy Bush got haven't you? You've played hockey with him, haven't you?
I went to a benefit and he was there. And of course, he was a better player than I was.
A beautiful fit, shot.
In better shape doing a morning show, and I chatted with him on the way out to the car, and that's when I determined that he was a good guy, beautiful. And then on was it Access Hollywood?
Access Hollywood. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Him and Nancy Odell. Yeah. He would alternate with Nancy Odell.
I used to love hearing those segments because either he would be on time, he would be late, you guys would bitch at him, but he'd tell you the best stories. Yeah, it was great.
Right. There was one story about Regis and Chocolate.
I was just interviewing George Clooney. I'm sorry, I didn't make it into the studio in time. Beautiful. Yes, sir. Hey, here I'm on the red carpet. Billy Bush.
As yes, I recall, one time he said, guess who I saw buying chocolate at a drugstore? Regis Philbin.
Regis Philbin. Yeah, yeah, he was, and he'd be cool about it. He'd be so Billy Bush about it. Yeah, there he was, like buying a candy bar. Right in front of me. Beautiful moment. Yeah. Billy Bush. Yeah. Let me see if I've got this straight. He made that comment about the girl's private area, and I'm fire. Okay, give me a severance package. Thank you very much. Beautiful.
Beautiful guy. Well, let's go to our own Billy Bush, who is covering the Bonnaroo Music Festival. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's go to Adrian Garcia, who is in the, it's early morning out at Bonnaroo.
Probably 8:37 there, I guess.
And by the way, when I say Bonnaroo, I want to say it like the late John Belushi. He's out at Bonnaroo, and let's check in with him. Hi, Diego. What's happening?
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
It's early morning out in the Tennessee sunlight. What are you doing?
Yeah, we're 1 hour behind you guys, so it's like 8 o'clock right now. It's Bonnaroo, so I'm eating cereal out of a cup. I woke up at 6 in the morning because, you know, that Tennessee heat. You know, you can't do it. You can't sleep in your tent.
So is it nasty? Is it nasty and sticky and humid and you're in a tent and what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. It's super hot. You just don't want to stay in your tent, so you're up already at 6 in the morning. I mean, I'm having some cereal. I'm eating some cereal from a cup.
We established that.
Margaritas being poured.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's because I'm a little goofy happy about the Caps, but I interview a lot of people, and sometimes dumb questions just pop into my brain, and that's why I have to ask this one. I have no idea where it's coming from, and I apologize, but I'll ask anyway. Have you seen any women with underarm hair?
I actually have. Why do you ask, Mike?
I don't know. I can't tell you why. I can't. Now, I don't think I deserve the misogyny alarm for that.
I don't know why it went
off. That's a fair question. Festivals are known for all types of people, especially people that...
I just picture, you know, a Woodstock vibe with underarm hair and, you know, hippie chicks. That's what I was thinking. Hippie chicks.
Hey, I've got a question, Adrian.
Hold on. He didn't answer. Let him answer my question,
come on.
For God's
Are you
sake.
Listening to him?
No, he's not. He's thinking about his sticky next line. That's what he's... I asked him a question about underarm hair.
He said he had seen it.
Well, I wanted a little elaboration.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Rob, you know, so tell me about the underarm hair, please.
I would love to tell you about the underarm hair, Mike. You'd see it when you're just walking by, and you don't think anything of it. But I mean,
are the women that have the underarm hair? Do they wear? Are they wearing dresses? Like yellow sleeveless dresses.
No,
what am I doing? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, you know what? So tell me about your experience. Have you had fun so far?
So far, yes, I've had tons of fun. I mean, I love being here. You know, it's like it's always a good vibe when you're back here because it's like a family.
You got to speak up. You got to yell into that phone so we can hear you, pal. You're speaking very. Are you not? Are you trying not to wake up your addled compatriots that are sleeping still?
No, I got the whole gang right here listening in. I got Adidas. I got Roy. The whole gang's here.
Oh, Roy is there.
Can you put Adidas on the phone, please?
I would love to put Adidas on the phone.
Thank you.
Here we go. Get ready to be stunned.
This is Adidas.
Adidas! Woo! Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mister, how you doing today? How you doing this morning?
We're great.
Great.
Adidas, on a scale from 1 to 10, how trustworthy is Adrian?
Adrian is the best man for this job. He's been the professor. He's been the man this whole camp trip. Everything's going fine so far. You know, we're getting ready, having a little brunch, a little margaritas going on right now. This heat is about to attack today.
Oh, really? It's going to be nasty today. Adidas, hi, Adidas. Mike O'Mara here. How are you?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
I'm doing fine, my friend. So, are there any particular musical artists that you're looking forward to enjoying today?
Yes, actually I am. I am trying to go against my group. I'm with T-Pain, baby. I am going to go in there, and I am just going to get it on today.
Oh, that's great.
Close to them.
Is Father's Nipple coming on the Friday or the Saturday?
Father's Nipple?
Yeah.
I don't think I know what you mean. When you
okay, good. See, that would make it onto the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. Well. He's solid.
Rob, I know you wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Hi, Adidas. Rob Spiewak here. How have you been?
Hey, Rob. What's going on? Pretty good.
What is your take on Russia being readmitted to the G7 summit?
What the get a joint right now, bro.
All right, put Adrian back on the phone. Yeah,
Adrian, please, Adrian. Thank you very much. That got him off the phone.
That did.
There we go.
That's wonderful. Right.
Hello? Hey, Mick.
Hello.
Hi, Adrian. Mike.
Adrian, are you there?
You guys have nothing to lose. Yes, I'm here. You guys have nothing to lose. That's why they're you know, being awesome right now.
That's good. I'm glad they're being awesome. So tell us about what you have planned for your day.
How's Radio Row?
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to visit yet because we took two cars in. So, because we took two cars in and we weren't able to get into that that area.
How long have you been at the festival? How long have you been there?
We got here in the afternoon around 2 o'clock, and, so since yesterday.
Weren't you there a little earlier than 2 yesterday? Seems to me that you posted that you were an hour away in the morning.
Yes, but just because we're an hour away doesn't mean we're inside the festival. We're still, you know, gearing up. We had to, you know, get material supplies, so we stopped at Walmart. You know, we got some food, so we did a few things before we actually went inside the festival.
Do you think any performers on stage today will tap dance as much as you just did on that answer?
What are you talking about?
I think you know.
Come on, Rob.
So listen, I know you probably don't plan your whole day out, but if you could think about your day, what do you think's on the agenda?
If you could think about your day.
Well, actually, Mike, the whole day planning starts around 11 o'clock. 12 o'clock, so I'm not there just yet, but I did prepare.
Hold on, stop. I have to translate. What did you just say to me? The whole day planning starts at 11 or 12 o'clock? It's 8 o'clock in the morning there right now, so you're not thinking about it, what, until lunch?
Exactly, because a lot of the artists that you want to see don't start until the late afternoon, so you have a lot of time to just,
Okay,
get to know.
I get it. What did you have for
crew?
All right, okay, whatever. What did you have for what did you have for dinner last night?
I would love to tell you what I had for dinner last night, Mike.
Good.
Then do it!
We're on the air, man. It's taking forever.
I know.
I had a chicken pita. I had... What else did we have last night, guys?
How do you not remember? You were there.
He doesn't. He's addled. Damn. He's addled. What do we have?
No, I'm not. I'm
tired. What did I have last night? What did I put in my own mouth, man?
I think we know.
Acid?
No, not yet.
Hey, what's your secret margarita recipe for Bonnaroo?
My secret margarita. See, Broy is the professor on.
I'm going to stop you, Adrian, because it's two violations, and you will not get a third.
Mm.
When Rob says to you, "What is your secret recipe?" Do not repeat really part of his question. Mm. My secret recipe. What that is a technique that's very, very easy to decipher.
Yes.
That you're padding to give your answer. So just get right to the answer without repeating the question, if you don't mind, my boy.
Lots of tequila, no lemonade.
Oh, look at this.
Mm. That's not really a recipe, but thanks.
Yeah, and a margarita is not lemonade.
Oh, it is if you're in the middle of the woods in Tennessee.
Mike, that's a Tennessee margarita. Yeah.
So,
Tennessee heat.
What would you guesstimate the temperature to be at this particular hour during this fabulous hour?
Around 92.
92?
Already?
Wow.
No. Yeah. No, really?
It might be. It's really hot. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
And how is your campsite?
It is amazing. Like, I love it because we have all of our different tapestries. I have a Virginia flag. I'm repping VA here as a tapestry hanging out. I have a bunch of like hippie designs and like tie-dye things hanging around. It's home, Mike. It's home.
Yeah. Did you, okay, that's fantastic.
Okay, remember, just for a little background here, you have a job to do today outside of just tequila and your breakfast
and lemonade,
burrito,
yeah.
And
well, that lowers
your drugs.
Well, that lowers the inhibitions, Oscar. That helps with the job.
Oh, he's already getting. He's had a margarita.
He
already.
Has.
I
he's
can
hammered.
Tell by that. It lowers the inhibitions.
How dare you?
I'd like to offer. Clear. I'd like to offer something to Jim Cantore down there in Tennessee. The current temperature is 79.
92.
That's so, warm for the morning.
Manchester.
That is warm for the morning. That is warm. Will you be going over to where the radio people are?
The compound.
Yes.
100%. Definitely.
What time?
Yesterday.
What time?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
What he's done now is he's allowed 2 hours to plan because he will start planning at noon. And then at 2, he's going to be over there with Tabitha Soren, I guess. I don't know.
I made a joke about the underarm here, but I'm curious. How are the... How are the ladies?
Yeah, how many cheeks have you seen so far?
Baby.
Lots of cheeks.
Nice.
And you know me, Oscar. I like to beat cheeks.
Oh, God.
Oh,
okay.
What?
All right. That's oh, that's all right. Well, stay safe. And,
our best to Roy. I'm sorry we did not get a chance to speak to Roy.
Yeah. So how's this going to work, Oscar? Is he going to? Did you want to speak to Roy?
No, I'd rather have cancer.
Oh, my God.
Oscar, is he going to, like, submit things to us over the weekend that we'll play
he
on
is
Monday? How's
supposed
it gonna
to. The What I'm concerned with after...
This could be it. Is
this
saying,
conversation is... Mike, just to give you a little context, right?
Right. Yes.
We gave Adrian this pep talk of pep talks. Get there early. Sign into Radio Row. There's probably an interview schedule you want to get on.
Right, sure.
If you get there after 2 o'clock, that's probably going to be full. You want to be there early because everybody's going to be there with their coffee. They're going to be mapping out their day. And this guy's already having tequila for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And if it's 8 o'clock in the morning there, you've got a leg up. You're up. You could mosey over there right now
walk
and get
over
things
there.
And then come back and
waddle schedule
away
your day.
Take your nap. Do whatever the hell you want, right?
No, but correct, and I'll plan it out. But I have to get all my equipment ready. I have to,
all your equipment
charged.
Walk over there,
you mean
jerk.
You arrived with your equipment uncharged?
Oh my God!
Of course. What do you mean uncharged? No, it came charged, but you want to make sure I used it during the ride in.
Okay.
Did you do? Did you like record your friends on the ride in?
Definitely. Yeah, we did some interviews on the road, so I'll be posting that up. Just have to edit that real quick.
Who did you interview? Each other?
Yeah.
Okay, erase that.
No expectations.
You must
why?
Drag it and drop it into the virtual trash can. Because that's not what we're after.
Hey, let me tell you what I'm after, and I'll give you a specific just one task, and this will probably help. Here's what I'd like to hear. I'm not really concerned about the artists that are performing. What I am interested in is an interview with, it only has to be one person.
One,
Adrian,
could win this.
That is out of their mind. That's what I'm really
good
looking
call
for. I'm looking for you interviewing the person that might be the wildest that you can find. That's what I'm looking for. Do you think you can pull that off?
Definitely, but you may be surprised, Mike. They are actually the wisest as well.
Wildest
the
and
wisest as well.
Look
okay,
at this guy.
Okay, well, I like your pop psychology there. That's delightful. Have a wonderful time. Finish your burrito. Enjoy your day, and maybe we'll hear from you again sometime this
don't
year.
Don't get arrested.
Guys. Okay. Love you guys.
Ciao.
Right. Love you too. Right back Bye. At you. That's a
let's just be friends.
Why did Adidas sound more put together than Adrian?
Oh, yeah. Energy.
Yeah.
Do you believe that is a question that has to be asked? We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on Stanley Cup Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing. Mailbag. It's all about you. Mailbag. Birthdays. Hooray. Anniversaries. Don't F it up. Stories. Be interesting. Shtick. Be funny. Feedback. If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing. Email Rob. To me. At MichaelMaraShow.com. DMOS. Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth. Creepy. Most Tuesdays on The Mike O'Mara Show. Mailbag. Stay in the know. Mailbag. Mailbag. By DMOS. By the bonus.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. I enjoy that promo. I hate the ending.
I do too.
It's like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
That's right.
It's like, welcome back to the program. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Here's a fact from Cornerstone First Financial. Home values are at the highest levels in 14 years, which means there's trillions of dollars in equity out there. It's a perfect time to use your home as a virtual ATM for debt consolidation, a divorce buyout, home improvements, or anything else, ladies and gentlemen, especially since the tax deductibility implications on a HELOC have changed this year. By the way, HELOC stands for Home Equity Line of Credit, or simply Home Equity Line, and now you know.
Yes.
And they can help you with it at Cornerstone First Financial. They're a direct lender with their own money, and they can set their own rates and beat all the others.
Right, Arch.
You can get pre-approved before you work with an agent. So you know what you qualify for. Just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you, I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice.
click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. We love them. They're
the best.
Great people, and we love their business. There's something very special about having people advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show that literally work below us on one of the lower floors in our building. We're very happy. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Okay, quick break here, and I will get this over with. And I never, never, never do this, but I'm legitimately calling out all migraine sufferers. Now, I shouldn't do this because I will be inundated with a lot of different stuff, but maybe something of value. I need to know. I'm getting migraines more than I should, and I don't like them, and I have to take a pill when I get one, and I got one 2 days ago, and I got one this morning, and I don't like it. It makes me, it's not just the moment you get the little visual disturbance, but it's then taking that medicine to make the headache go away, which I did,
right,
and then you're logy for like 24 hours. Mm. It sucks. So I'm here. I would like to know, what kind of doctor do you go to? When you got, I think it's a neurologist, but I'm not 100% sure. If anybody has any tips or if there's any information, I know there are tons and tons and tons of migraine sufferers out there in listen land, and I need help.
Do they have meow scans in Maine? Do they have them?
Meow scans, cat scans.
Oh, cat scans. Yeah. I don't think, I think I've been there with that. Like,
stay
when I
still
on
there. Don't move.
Xarelto, you know, and I don't want to do that unless I, you know, get somebody saying you should really have that. Look, I've gotten them for a long time. I just don't think at my advanced age I should be getting them this frequently.
Increased frequency, and this is not geographical because this started when you were still in Florida.
Started when I was
in
Florida.
Does it have a time of day that it mostly happens?
Nope. Can happen at any time, anywhere. I've gotten them on the air, off the air. I've gotten them in happy times and sad times, in stressful times, in non-stressful times. I've gotten them because I thought a food was a trigger. I've gotten them because I thought booze was a trigger. I've gotten them many. I've just gotten so many of them. And the worst thing that can happen is when you get the visual disturbance before you get a headache, that's normal. That's what happens the overwhelming number of times I've gotten.
Is that called aphasia?
When you can't talk, and that is freaky. When that happens, you've got a real problem on your hands, and God forbid that happens again. That really makes me get the flop sweats and that whole thing. So I'm laying it out there, just anybody that can maybe direct me to someone, maybe somebody that's my age, I'm in their upper 50s, that's gotten the same kind
of thrill.
Yeah. I'd like to know, and you know, it's just...
It's always dangerous. Have you done any Googling?
No, but I did drink 14 bottles of Irish whiskey last night, so I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's usually the 15th that does it. That's what's so
weird.
Yeah,
the 15th one.
The brown liquor has been an introduction that is a recent one, right?
Well, no. I mean, I've enjoyed that for a number of years, but I will tell you this, that there was a new flavor that I tried last night.
Oh.
And I had a few drinky poos out of that, and that was it was called John L. Sullivan.
Oh, the boxer.
Wow. Yeah, I just picked it up, $24, and I said, I'll try this, and it worked. Worked for me during the
Is it sort of like, a Kirkland Irish whiskey? Is it like a knockoff? Is it trying very hard to sound like Jameson?
Seems like it's a it's a pretty legitimate product, and but I'm willing to, by the way, I'm willing to give everything up. I'll give anything up to avoid these nasty little noggin aches. Mm. I don't care for it. It does it. It really throws me for a complete loop, and the medicine I take for it is something that makes me, it doesn't take away what we call the migraine hangover, which is really you're logy for a couple of days after that, and that sucks. And that pretty much is this entire week. And I don't like working like this, and it ain't fun, and I want some help, so there.
Yeah,
I
reach
laid it all out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, because really, if this keeps up, I won't be able to go on my moose safari. And if I can't go on my moose safari in Maine, I am not going to be a happy person.
Hey, you know what I just thought of? Did this start in Florida about the time that the playoff run started for the Caps? Because, no, that changed your sleep schedule.
Yeah.
That did change your sleep schedule, and that might be a trigger.
What about he went to Maine shortly after, right? Is it Maine? Is the state doing this?
No, it started in Florida. It started in Florida.
It's not the state. I'm laying it out there to get some help from the, you know, and I'll enjoy clams all weekend. You know what?
An ass load of clams.
You know what?
An ass load of clams.
Yes.
Zach and I ate an ass load of clams.
A lot of mercury in clams.
Yeah, true.
A lot of mercury.
You know what? You might be right about that.
You're like a walking, talking Irish thermometer, just full of mercury.
What was it, doctor? Clams!
They're eating my flesh.
Clams! Oh, my God.
what do you think? What do you think was the problem with him?
clams.
Well, when he had his lobster fisherman buddy come over and have dinner with the two wives, well, he's not married, but I am. What do you think caused the problem?
Had to be clams.
All right. Anyway,
so clams be a trigger?
It could be. And you know what? You know, it'd be worth bad clams.
Ooh.
You didn't eat ones that didn't pop open, did you?
There wasn't a one.
Good.
There was not
good.
One bad clam. That place we get from Goulsboro.
Yeah.
That
clammies.
Top shelf. No bad ones in that. Not a sucker in the bunch. No. Bad one in the bunch. I don't know what the word is for a bad clam up here. Probably something like gommy. We'll take a break.
Don't eat that gommy. Yeah.
We'll come back and continue to celebrate. We'll not only celebrate the Caps, but we're going to celebrate the educational forward motion of a particular child that I look forward to talking about when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I welcome you to the jungle primaries. Mike debuts his Rudy Giuliani impression, and Donald Trump disinvites my Philadelphia Eagles from the White House. What the hell, man?
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Don't need to take this crap. Don't need to hang out at the G7. Leave early. Don't care for these guys. Don't need to talk to these French people, these French speakers. I'm going to Singapore. Huh? I got bigger fish to fry. I got to go talk to a dictator like me. I'm looking forward to it. Welcome back.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. You know, through all the crap this morning, and man, we had some heavy news.
Sure.
Anthony Bourdain and our friend Sue Fedor, and then the celebration of the Caps, and then you hear about him going, I'm leaving early. I'm leaving early. I will not be posing for the picture. It's just, you can't write.
You can't.
The weather is getting hot, 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 so you know that pool time and beach time are here. So now more than ever, you need Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is a streaming service that gives you instant access to super effective workouts that you can do anywhere 24/7. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, so many more. Hundreds of workouts for fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio, yoga, even dance workouts. And I know you're loving it, Oscar Santana.
I'm loving it. And this is something I hadn't thought about before, because you're thinking about just one workout, right? Mm-hmm. But you can have workouts that complement each other. For example, what I'm doing is now the yoga retreat, right?
Okay.
And my wife and I have different schedules, so it's easy for me to just pop it on and start trying different aspects of yoga that I've never tried before.
Wow.
Just getting into it, super easy to follow, and it's on demand right there.
It's 3 weeks, the three-week yoga retreat. Use your computer, your smart TV, any of your smart devices. The best part, TMOS listeners can try it absolutely free. I really want you to try this service because it'll make you feel better inside and out. I promise our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 303030 for Beachbody On Demand. And I have to say, regarding Political Persuasions, that was a lovely promo from Mr. Freitz.
Yes.
But yesterday we're taping the show, and we're doing all sorts of new things on Political Persuasions,
mm-hmm.
And technically for the Mike O'Meara Show. And Oscar's really, really amped up the video component of what we're presenting to you. And that's why, in the middle of Political Persuasions, I got the very sensitive and delicate direction from Oscar. Let me see. Here we go. Let me see what it says. All right. All right. Here we go. Camera is on you. Sit up, please. Nothing really went. Nothing makes you. That may have elicited the greatest amount of self-consciousness that I have ever had in my broadcast
career. It was
career.
Such a magical moment.
I go,
let me.
What am I doing? Because I'm not sitting. Carla accuses me of sitting like RJ a lot, and I don't want to do that. But I tend to relax, and then like right now,
yes.
I am sitting upright. That is how I am sitting. I am sitting upright. And Oscar, I guess you were playing with the cameras, and Freight stands during Political Persuasions.
Of course he does,
right?
Because he's very tall and he knows famous people.
So
thank you.
You should know that, and I think once you see clips of the video presentation, and we're all guilty of this.
Yes.
Especially as DJs.
Yeah.
That we're not used to having a camera on us, right?
No.
And there's a lot, for myself, I have to work on my resting bitch face when I'm not talking on camera.
Mike, you're on camera.
Mike has...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get your finger out of your nose.
My and we've actually we've addressed that on the program before, where I have a horrible I'm not talking face, right? Mm-hmm. I might be listening, I might be thinking, but it looks like I'm pissed about something.
True.
We've also saw that.
You have a resting bitch face.
There's a painting in Fairfax that has captured that more than ever, right?
Although I tell you, when you don't have a resting bitch face is when Mike reads a text from you on a show that says don't slouch. You look so delighted in the control room. You lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, because what I'm trying to do is make my friend Mike look as professional and glamorous as possible, mm-hmm. right?
I ain't wearing no tie.
And no, you don't have to.
Hey,
but
man.
What I'm also trying to do is...
Dress for the job you want.
I'm working on doing what you see on broadcast television, Mike, is presenting a side-by-side.
Yes.
And the side-by-side has Chris Freitz, who's standing.
Yes.
Right? And he has about an inch of headroom, which is perfect compared to the camera. And Mike's headroom looks great at the beginning of the show. But as the show went through, his headroom became... larger and larger. And the headroom is essentially the space from the top of the actual frame to where his head is.
Right.
And Mike has told me in private that he sinks into the chair as the show moves. Mm-hmm. So I was just giving him a heads up.
And now Mike has covered his face with his t-shirt and entertaining us with the dance of the seven disc jockeys.
And the funny thing happened after the show where I was like, hey, Mike, looks like we're going to have to work on getting a new cam. And he said, I hate to tell you, Oscar, no new cam or nothing is going to make us look as good as Chris Freitz does on camera.
Yeah, it's true. TV boy. He's
and I said, join the club. Let's just do what we can on our end.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be mindful of that and make sure I put on my foundation. Now,
can you sit up with your chest up in a power position?
F no. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's I really appreciate
but
that.
But would you please, at least, Mike, for me, moisturize?
Hey. Hey, you know who doesn't need to moisturize because she's a beautiful young lady?
Oh, yeah.
And she's tall like her mama and papa, and she's gorgeous, and she's wonderful, and she's a sweetheart, and she's the daughter of our boy Rob, and she didn't graduate high school. She graduated her special program within high school, but they had a ceremony last night because it's a big accomplishment, and there are only a few kids that get to do it, and you were there for one of those fabulously tedious graduation ceremonies.
Let me lead with this piece of audio that still gives me a little lump in my throat because I had to sit through a lot of names to get to hear the principal say this.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
Julia A. Spiewak.
Aww.
So she is a junior. She is a rising senior, but she finished a year studying graphic design at Monroe Technical Center in Leesburg.
Now, what is a rising senior?
That means that she is ending her junior year and about to become a senior.
Ah, okay, rising senior.
A rising senior.
So but I should know that. I mean, I went to school.
But the thing that I didn't realize is that this is the 40th anniversary of Monroe. Monroe
was a shooter full of helium.
All right, so,
yes, I understand.
It's the 40th anniversary of Monroe, which was a converted old school in Loudoun County that they turned into a technical school, right? They're closing it down and turning it, moving the whole operation to a brand new building.
Ooh.
So after 40 years, they're going from really being a hand-me-down school to a brand new facility.
Good for them.
And with the transition, they've added a second year of graphic design, and Julia has been invited to take a second year there.
So her last year of high school will be in her chosen
field. She will still split one day at her home school and one day at the tech school.
How excited is she about that?
Out of her mind. Out of her mind.
And she's really talented. I've seen her graphic design work, and this is going to be this is kind of where a lot of schools are moving in that direction, where you're giving these kids skills for the real world. This is not to say that college is not a relevant part of that, because certainly you can further your education.
It's a head start, though.
She will have options
absolutely
when it comes college.
And
time,
when
right?
she was up there, I mean, there were seniors that walked last night, but also the juniors that were up there. She had, I think, two of her, they call them the cords that you earn, that you
their
wear around your
cords?
Honors cords. And also, remember, she silver medaled at Skills USA, the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
So she got to wear her silver Dracula-like medal all over her her gown. And it was
very
just
cool.
Such a cool, cool night. And the speaker was the first principal that Monroe ever had. He's retired now. He had a great speech. And then they handed out the diplomas, and they were very excited to say of all the graduating classes in Loudoun County, theirs was the largest. 518 students!
It's not even like the graduation for the real high school.
No, this is just for the tech school. Oh. And they're going up by school. And I thought, oh, this is going to suck because we're SPIWAC.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be, we're going to be very, yeah. but they're going up by school. So the firemen all go up together and the cosmetologists all go up together.
Good looking crew.
Yeah. The cosmetologists better than the firemen.
I bet.
And so.
There it is. But play that one loud for our boys.
I was in the stands. And by the way, folks, when it is obviously a sellout, because remember, 518 students, every student gets 4 tickets. That's 2,072 people that could conceivably be at the Tuscarora High School gym. That's a sellout.
Mm.
Don't sit in the middle of the bleachers with a program to one side and a rumpled up sweater next to you because you may or may not be saving seats. Because I needed 4 together and I said to a lady, are these taken? And she looked to either side and said, these? I said, yes, those. Are they taken?
Wow.
And it turns out they weren't. She just wanted a little elbow room. Well, that's not okay. All right? So shove down.
Can you imagine?
Loudoun County.
No, but to be fair, Rob's walking up to you, right? So you, like, if you want elbow room. Right.
Touche.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I got a little bit of that. Like, I would get the same reaction when I would board the shuttle to New York, the airplane shuttle. And everyone's like, oh, I think this seat's taken. Not here. So finally, I get her to move
a
her.
A row of 14 chairs. We have Rofo here, Rob Spiewak here, and 3 seats left.
I get her to move her ampleness to the left. And I turn, and going to the graduation is me, Carrie. Robert had no interest in going, so my mom came, which was great.
How's he doing, by the way?
Good. He's doing good. He did great on his standards of learning test, his SOL test, and he's going to eke out a B in Spanish, which if you asked me about in February, I would have bet my house against.
Okay.
So he's doing good. And that's Caleb, the boyfriend, is there. And so I go, and I finally get this lady to move down, so I found 4 together in the bleachers. Not great seats, but at least together. And I look, and Carrie's wandering around looking in the sky. So now I have to say, can you hold these? Because I've already, already said, could you move down, please?
Yeah,
and
now
I say, can you hold these for me? And so I go and chase, find Carrie, and sit her down. So we go through 518 students, and I'm watching it, and I'm sort of dividing it in hunks because they're going in order. And what they do is
the cosmetologists come up.
And they hand.
And by the way, when the cosmetologists do it, they always have the WNTG moment.
WNTG.
Yeah, we'll need that gum. I'm sorry.
They go through. They go up in hunks by school, and they hand the principal their like a card.
Yes.
So he reads the name, and so we're going through, and I'm watching them disappear. And I'd say we're probably about 75% to 80% done. And I've been very good. I didn't even yell really loud when Julia's name came out because I didn't want to embarrass her. It was a big moment for her. I used to do that a lot. I don't. And I lean over to Caleb, who's sitting next to me, and he's been very patient too. Sweet kid, brought Julia a bouquet, and it was very nice. And I said, Caleb, he said, what, Mr. Spiewak? I said, they're not even 3/4 of the way done. And you know what? He said, what? I said, my ass is killing me because we're on these hard plastic bleachers. And he looks, he says, yeah, mine too. And you know what? I'm hungry. I said, yeah, no S.
We've
been there for like 2 hours and we sort of bonded on that.
That's nice.
So afterwards we went out to dinner, took Julia to her favorite place, bought her a steak, and he is a charming young man. I really do like him.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you like the boyfriend.
Yeah, they get along. Wonderful. I didn't know a single dad like you growing up, especially with the girlfriends I had.
Yeah.
It was always like hairy eyeball. Get her home by 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, when they, I lived the part-time dad thing. And, if there was ever a boyfriend like out in the car, I'd put one right over the passenger side.
Get out of here. She's staying home tonight.
So congratulations. Congratulations to Julia and 517 other kids that I don't care about.
Congrats.
Very good. Thank you. Hey, good for her. And onward and upward. And she is a rising senior and good things ahead
for her.
Very
cool.
Yes.
And I'm glad to hear that Robert is doing well, but he should have gone to his sister's graduation.
Oh, I think that probably might have been a bad move. It would put him in a bad mood for 2 weeks.
We will take a break. And we will be right back with Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
How do you sleep? Do you need more political persuading in your life? What will we do without Tony and Gary?
What will we do?
Hey there, it's me,
Jim Amato.
Those are the big questions Marcus Serta and I tackle on this week's AmeriCast. If you'd like to be on an upcoming show, hit us up on the AmeriCast fan page on the Book of Faces or on the Twitter at AmeriCast to be a part of the fun.
AmeriCast.
Download it today on iTunes, the PlayApod app, the TMOS app, or at MikeOmeraShow.com. And now, with more fresh-smelling fun from the Pine Tree State, here's Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim Amato, and welcome back to the show, everybody. This segment of the program brought to you by Amazon. Still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, you got to do it right. Listen up. Just click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's so important, people. It's super easy. And that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
I am willing to bet that no one in this studio has recently changed the water filter in their refrigerator for the water dispenser, because it's a pain in the ass and you don't want to go to the box store to buy them. And when you get there, they're expensive and they're hard to find the right one. You go to Amazon, put in your model number. Not only does it pop right up, you can get a two-pack for $25. This same filter was $30 at Lowe's. Okay, I got two for $24.99. And just search by your model number, and they'll deliver it right to your house, and your water has never tasted better. Back to you,
Mike. Amazon really does have everything. Thank you, Rod Roddy. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the water filters and more at the top of MikeOmeraShow.com. Get to clicking, you Amazonians. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again, because it's Friday, for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news from our Bolivian bloviator. The views expressed by Oscar Santana are his and do not in any way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listening audience, or any truly right-thinking Americans in the United States. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Before we get started with Oscar's Take, breaking news, and it feels like breaking, you might have seen this before the program, Mike, but I didn't catch this until now, and I'm happy that we do a real-time program where apparently when Ovechkin was skating with the cup yesterday, there was a woman pressing her boobs up against the glass.
Oh, look at that.
And it's captured on television. I guess we were just staring at the cup. We weren't staring at the boobs. But but Vegas always keeping it classy.
Yeah. Oh,
and that video is now around the world in no time.
So are you saying eyes off the Stanley Cup and eyes on the C Cup?
Which is fun to watch the players notice the boobs as they're skating by and looking back.
Hard to imagine how to make that moment better for the Capitals. But if you have
that's Kvetny or whatever that guy.
Isn't it a great video, though?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Like my body. Oh, look at that. Oh,
you know
my
what? She
goodness.
Seems nice.
She seems like a real sweetheart.
Yes, she does.
But I figured we'd share that today as we are celebrating the championship.
Yes, here.
Yes.
Good call.
By playing this video, you agree to Twitter's cookies. Doesn't that sound like it could be a TV show? Welcome to Twitter's cookies.
Yeah, it's on PBS.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
Just wanted to share that.
Now on to Oscar's Take. One
Oscar's
out of three
take.
People say Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar?
Yes. Chess.
One out of three people say their main financial plan is inheriting money from their parents, according to a new study. That includes 63% of people under 22 and 20% of baby boomers. That is their main financial plan.
Baby boomers? They're like 70 now. Their parents are alive?
No, it says people under 22. So I guess they're talking about some. They're not. That includes 63% of people under 22 and 20%. You're right. Baby boomers.
Baby boomers are born like 1950.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you got that means 1950 means the parents are like in their 90s now, so they're going to die.
Not everybody
is going to die.
They're going to die down there.
It, this all depends, right?
It does. Yeah.
They're in the spectrum. It's from the Menendez brothers. That didn't work out with them.
Is that how they covered it in the news? I don't remember.
Yeah,
it didn't work out.
They're looking for their financial plan, and they try to push that along. Now they're both in jail. In the same prison, by the way, which is kind of strange.
I think it's sweet.
Guys, I would be lying if I wasn't in this space, regardless of business school or any success that I've had. I have not had the type of success to say, look at my 401k. Look what we've done here, right?
Right.
It's all being reinvested into what is hopefully a future. But I see these numbers, and that makes sense. Not everybody has had a chance to. And as far as nest eggs are concerned, most companies don't have these.
He's so into this, isn't he?
What?
The nest egg?
You're into it. You
really
are.
This is the nest egg.
I know you so well. I pick stuff that gets you ramped up.
Yeah.
It's just I'm laughing because I'm hearing you go, oh, you're okay.
Most companies, if they had pensions, those are gone.
They're gone. It's a new reality.
Yeah.
And,
so you got to hope that your parents put a few nickels together and put them on the mattress.
My kids
and
are some might screwed.
If you have a 401k, it's like being a hamster on a treadmill. I don't know that personally, though.
Jesus. Start early, kids. Anyway, start early. Yeah.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, here are some results from a new study on weddings. 64% of people say the planning process is stressful. 20% say their spouse wasn't involved, and that was a good thing. And one out of three brides in New York give their bridesmaids specific instructions on how tan they should be.
Whoa.
Wow.
There
whoa,
you go.
Whoa.
That's not a racial thing, is it?
I have no idea.
Okay, just they don't want. Bridezillas get fully, they get invested in this. Like everything has to be perfect. I was hands off during my wedding. And
Carrie was hands off during the honeymoon.
And I made the mistake of not checking what was happening during the ceremony.
It's the only one I could find.
Then, before you know it, like a goddamn magic trick, I'm getting married in a hot yoga studio, right?
And it was literally hot.
They forgot to turn off the heat.
Right.
Now, that has not happened since, I've been told, but it happened to us. Looking back, Mike, back, the best thing that happened to my wedding, I'll give you my experience, was the TMOS fan club. Without them, it would have been terrible, because that was the only silver lining. The wedding was for her. It was her entire family.
Right.
I had like four Santanas there, right? That's all I had.
Now, if I remember right, the entire fan club gathered outside the hot yoga studio like the Caps game last night, right?
It was just a big celebration.
It was a party in the streets.
The gifts, they dulled the pain for the actual ceremony and the stress. Right. Thank you so much.
That's cool.
That's wonderful. You listen to
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, a new study found the average guy can work 47 hours a week without getting burnt out. And for women, it's just 34 hours, but only because of all the stuff they end up doing outside of work, like taking care of kids more often. So men can work longer hours than women without getting burnt out. What say you, sir?
Look, it's sheer genetics, ladies. We are built to last, right? You have other skills, and you probably have a higher social IQ than we do. You make sure that our kids are raised the proper way if you're doing your job. And we make sure that the lights come on when you hit that switch when you turn that faucet and there's water coming out.
Amen.
And Mike, if you turn the hot faucet on, hot water comes out, because that doesn't just happen. The water company doesn't just give that to you.
Right, Pony?
Absolutely. If you keep that in mind, then just remember your strengths and stick to them.
Play to them.
I love Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
This was my idea, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
My idea, right?
Yes.
I came up with this.
Yes.
I'm giving myself.
Yeah. Hey, you're going to need some Advil.
That doesn't just happen.
Oscar?
Yes, sir.
The percentage of Americans, this is our last one, who say pornography is morally acceptable increased more over the past year than in all other years this decade combined. While the acceptability of porn still holds minority status in the United States, it has climbed to 43%, according to Gallup poll figures released June 5th. The number increased by 7% from last year's figure. More people than ever are saying it is morally acceptable. What say you?
I think as a society, we are opening our minds, but we're also desensitized to what we see, right?
Okay.
I think Rob brought a story in for maybe a bonus show. We might have never gotten to it, but that now, and this is the weird part of pornography and the proliferation of it, right? Right. Is that now when you watch a movie, especially a younger audience, and they see a love scene or a sex scene in a movie, it makes them feel uncomfortable because they're so used to seeing sex in just one way, which is in their adult videos.
And it's oftentimes not shared.
Or their online access. So it's unhealthy, 100%. And you're talking to a guy who had and has a problem with it, right? It's completely unhealthy. If you're out there and you're watching videos or you have a premium subscription, I will tell you, if you're in any relationship, or even if you're thinking of getting one, get off pornography, because that will help you.
You want to rephrase that?
Get off. You know what I mean. try to take a hiatus. You'll see the way that you respond, not just to your loved ones or the idea of going out on a date, because it takes effort. You got to get out there. You could easily just fall into a rut and just stay home and think that that's what life is all about. It's just not about that.
Amen. So, I like that. That was a nice way to wrap up Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
That was fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a nice little message.
It was.
For everybody. Socially aware and socially helpful and social disease. It's
nice, Mike, because if you can make your marriage last, that's many more years of the wife coming home and flipping the switch and the lights coming on.
Doing her job.
That's right.
We will take a break. And the final audio vault of the week. I sound like Doc Emmerich. The final audio vault. Your Washington Capitals are Stanley Cup champions. We will take a break and be right back.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Classic.
No need for a second take. Welcome back to the show. It's the worst time of the year.
Oh, it is.
Your wife hates clams. They've ruined the Miss America pageant. You dislike traditional breakfast foods. And you need to fix the printer. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you drooling half-wit, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a bottle of Krynican into a Bud Delight. It seems that one of the crew had a go with one of the guests. Oh, yeah. La, la, la. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. I could really sing that lyric.
You know,
crew had a go with one of the guests. Oh, yeah.
Can you name that to an Oscar?
No.
Lennon Skinner.
Yeah, and what's the title? God,
what's your name?
What's your name, little girl?
Oh, I know.
What's your name?
I wonder if they ever played that on The Edge.
Yeah, they did a few times. In between Ozzy. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. 'Tis truly a win-win, so please quit sucking, and thank you. Now, without further ado, let's get to the audio vault. Last one of the week with Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob Spiewak. Sit up, Michael.
For those of you who missed it, this is how the game ended last night.
Off the face off, the Capitals have won it. The capital of the country is the capital of the hockey playoffs. They rush out onto the ice to congratulate Braden Holtby. The Washington Capitals, for the first time in their 44-year history, are the Stanley Cup champions.
Let's play a little game based on that. The Capitals were obviously very excited.
Mm-hmm.
How many times in the 25 seconds after they won did the word F get out on NBC television because the Capitals were so excited? How many F words in 25 seconds after the Caps' victory?
Oh, hockey players have potty mouths.
Three?
Three is a good guess, Mike.
Seven.
We're looking for eight.
Eight
F-bombs on NBC. And that's averaging about every 3 seconds. Hold on.
Such an amazingly exhausting endeavor in the world of sports.
Oh, and that's where the girl has her breasts against the glass.
Oh, yeah. Good egg.
I cannot stop begin that. To tell you how many games I watched. There were tons of them, and I watched them in their entirety. I know we are working very hard to see if we can get Doc Emmerich on the show, because I have never seen better play-by-play in broadcast history for me. I've never seen a guy that is flawless, that never makes mistakes, but yet injects humor into it. And even his partner, Eddie Olczyk, who sometimes I have a problem with, got a little too excited when it looked like Vegas was going to win the game, just for my liking.
Yeah.
But Doc Emmerich was just stellar. Just his little additions to the game, fantastic. I love the guy.
My mom
such a crush on him.
This is the first hockey season that my mom has had without her husband Dave, who I mentioned earlier passed away. He was a big Caps fan, and she called me about halfway through the playoff run. She says, "Who's the guy that calls the games?" I said, "His name is Doc Emmerich." She says, "I love him."
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Both sides, too.
Yeah, right.
There's
exactly.
absolutely no favoritism or anything like that. He doesn't get snarky. He doesn't do that. Everybody, they should offer a course on the guy.
They really
should. He's that great a play-by-play man. And he's 72 years old and still getting it done. And I wish that career goes all the way till 80, because I will be so bummed when we lose him. Really terrific guy. Really.
Another emotional moment over and above the victory last night is the fact that Alex Ovechkin got the MVP for the playoffs, mm-hmm. and here he is on winning that.
I don't know what to say. It's just unbelievable. I'm so happy. I'm probably the happiest guy. I'm so happy for my teammates, for our fans who are watching and back to Washington, the guys who flew here, my parents, my family, all my friends. You know, it's unbelievable.
So
he,
cool.
He was almost childlike in his these last few games. He, you know how badly he wanted it. And as somebody for years and years had said, he wants to go back to Mother Russia, and because I'd be pissed off that the Capitals had gone out in the first or second round, you just watched him, and he deserved the MVP. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun.
And I didn't pull the tape because it was actually too hard for me to rewatch it, but what TJ Oshie spoke about his father was just an amazing.
I didn't know that his
neither.
Father had
me
Alzheimer's.
Neither. And wow. I encourage you guys to Google and take a peek at it, because it's made an incredibly special moment even more
better.
Poignant. Yeah.
Yep,
all right. Here's another guy who is great. His name is Luke Bryan. He's a country singer.
And no. Again, you are on this case.
They've canceled. American Idol has not been canceled. It's coming back, but it's done for the season. And so he did an interview with Billboard magazine and talked about some trivia about his life. So if you want to know more about Luke Bryan, here you go.
First celebrity crush, Madonna. What makes you country? Where I was born, my upbringing, my values, my mom and dad. Yes. My accent. Yes. And that's only 0.1%. What did you collect as a kid? Bassmasters magazines. Last one. What was your first concert you ever attended? Jerry Lee Lewis and T.G. Shepherd.
I believe it might be the first time T.G. Shepherd has been mentioned on the podcast.
Yeah, how many people in our studios played T.G. Shepherd? Hi, everybody.
I'm sorry, Mike. I couldn't play it. I was too busy collecting Bassmasters magazine.
That was a joke in Ghostbusters 2. Bassmasters was a joke in Ghostbusters 2.
Is
it was like
a joke?
TV show.
Was it making a joke? I made a joke. Look at there. I made a joke. Madonna.
I think it's just that terrible.
We actually referred to it as a one of the dorm floors. No. I don't know what that means. It was a girls' dorm, and we called them. Who wants to go and see the bass match?
Yeah, we need more lemon juice.
Oh, God. All right.
Put a hook in that mouth.
Okay. ABC News. Do you remember a few days? I think it might have been about a week ago. An FBI agent was at a club dancing, mm-hmm. did a backflip, gun fell out of his pants and shot a guy in the leg.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
So, from the D.C. area, by the way. From the D.C. area.
Yeah, and he went off when he was picking it up. So
I know.
It fell out. It didn't discharge when it fell out of his belt, like where he's keeping it right that behind, right over his ass.
Yes.
But if when he went to pick it up, it went off.
Luke Bryan said, "Don't pick it up by the trigger. Yeah, don't 100%. Do it." This, I thought, was perhaps poorly written copy because a man was shot. He's okay, but he was shot. Here's how ABC News introduced the story last night.
24-year-old Tom Reddington went dancing with friends over the weekend at this Denver bar. A few feet away, 29-year-old off-duty FBI agent Chase Bishop is busting a move, but during this backflip, he drops his gun, accidentally busting a cap.
The worst.
He busted a cap in his ass.
Had a go with one of the guests.
Like the, oh my the God. Onion.
All right, so here's the guy who actually got shot in the leg recapping that night.
I heard a loud bang, and I thought, oh, some idiot set off a firecracker. All of a sudden, my from the knee down became completely red. And that's when it clicked in my head, oh, I've been shot.
Pretty shot in the leg.
I originally thought, like, when I found out I got shot, it was an altercation that I got hit in the crossfire of, because civilian casualties like that, dude, those happen. But when I saw him do a backflip, I couldn't help but laugh. There was no pointing, there was no aiming. I don't blame the guy. I don't want to ruin his life. I just want a private phone call from this guy. I just want to focus on my leg getting better
my leg.
Than
my leg.
Anything else, you know? I don't want to blame anybody, throw anybody under the truck. I just want to heal.
Once again, I want to repeat, he was shot in the leg and there was no mental damage done.
The bar offered him hey, Rob, free drinks for life.
Nice. He is being nice.
He doesn't want to ruin the guy's
yeah,
life.
He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be interesting to see. I haven't seen any follow-ups because I am curious about what kind of action they will take. You know, it was a stupid move. It was an accident, but I don't want to see the guy's life ruined either, especially
not
if he's achieved
with
that,
a gun on you.
You don't do that.
You take the gun out, then you do the backflip. That's always been my policy.
Put it safe. Right. Put in your car.
Because the two things I love are guns and backflips.
That's why I keep my gun in my boot.
So the bar offered the man
thank you,
free drinks for life. That was shot.
Free drinks for life. Yes. Which, you can do worse than that.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
It depends on the person, though. If they offer that to me, bar out of business.
Yeah, easily. In an afternoon.
Let's close with this. Stephen Colbert ran an outtake on his show last night from Wednesday's show. You know, you don't realize how old the Ed Sullivan Theater is. The Ed Sullivan Theater was old when Ed Sullivan was in it. And they had an unexplained phenomenon during the monologue.
Executive clemency is officially just a reality TV show at this point. Hold on. Jeez, it's the cops! I don't know what's going on here. Fire alarm?
Not sure why. I don't have smoke going or anything. Wow. That's fun.
Well, this is a first. Let's just keep rolling. There's a fire alarm going on in the Ed Sullivan Theater right now because these jokes are so hot.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Go Caps. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Way to go, Caps. Fantastic. Woo! To Sue Fedor's family, we wish you the very, very best this weekend. It's going to be tough for all of you. She was a wonderful friend of this show, and we wish you all peace, really. Mm-hmm. Tough, tough times.
Amen.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app. Time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, all sorts of wonderful stuff. All snail mail for our show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying, let's go, Caps!
So long,
get
everybody.
Get happy, Caps fans. We'll see you on a Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
Julia A. Spiewak.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.